So from my practice, I do find that some school-age children have started to be aware of animals, and eating meat and chicken comes from actual hen and cattle and so on, or fish. I remember taking my children to the fishmonger, and my daughter, who was 6 at the time, realized fish is real fish. We're eating real fish. And that certainly was a little bit upsetting for her. And she asked if she could stop eating fish and chicken for a little while. So, yes, I think as more grown-ups become or adopt plant-based diets, then children around them, perhaps, you know, listening onto the conversations about plant-based diets or animal cruelty and so on, are probably also starting to take an interest in reducing their animal product intake and adopting more of a plant-based diet. It isn't unusual at all for children as young as 5 to be switching over to a plant-based diet. There are certainly children who adopt a plant-based diet from a significantly younger age. It's just, of course, as everything, when you start to take out food groups from your diet, it is important to consult with a registered pediatric dietitian so that you can make sure that your child's most important nutrients are met. We often think about protein as something that we need to worry about in plant-based diets, because obviously things like meat, chicken, fish, eggs, they are protein-rich foods. But it's the other nutrients that we don't really talk about that will be more important. And so it's things like iron, iodine, vitamin B12, which you can only get from animal products. And so children will need a B12 supplement, particularly once their mum stops breastfeeding and children start to have predominantly just family meals. And also, you know, other nutrients like zinc and so on. So one of the tips that I always say to families is it's important to have a look at what your child is currently taking, whether they are still having breast milk or not, and then identifying gaps. So if your child is taking a calcium fortified plant drink, then brilliant, then chances are with that and the rest of their other food choices, they might be getting plenty of calcium. We don't need a supplement, but we might be running a little bit short on iodine, depending on whether they're picking a plant drink that is also iodine fortified. And similarly, depending on what some of the other foods that families are eating, vitamin B12 can be found in fortified products, like some breakfast cereals, for example, will have vitamin B12 in that. But if the child isn't getting enough, they may need some separate supplements. And so that's why it is really important to work with a pediatric dietitian who can identify these little gaps for some of these nutrients that might be difficult for some children to get just from diet alone, especially if something like vitamin B12, which is only found in animal products, but also some of the things like the essential fatty acids. We can, you know, help parents identify what are some of the other important foods like flax seeds, walnuts, and so on, the plant sources of essential fats that parents should make sure that they're including on a regular basis to make sure that children do go on to meet their daily requirements.